Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning. That took us a little bit longer than it normally does because you just gave yourself a paper cut.
That's mad.
Just as we turned the microphones on there.
How I bleed for my segment.
Right. You all good? You, Carpo?
Yeah, listen. No, I'm all good. Right now, I couldn't believe this when I read this, and I'm just going to point out now I don't agree with any of it.
Okay.
So
strong start.
So I'm dissing myself from it. It also annoyed me because these people got paid for this.
Here we go.
Researchers at Essex University have done a study to discover who the most boring person in the world is.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird thing to get, funding for.
The paper was published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? So what they've done is they interviewed 500 people, which isn't really enough in my opinion, and this is what they found. You've got the five most boringest jobs.
Okay.
Data analysis. Right, straight away, they're talking about themselves here.
Oh, someone just had a really bad day.
Yeah.
It's me.
accounting, tax or insurance. Don't know really what that means. I suppose people that work there. Cleaning and banking.
I mean, it all depends on your perspective, doesn't it?
This is why I'm distancing myself from this because
Rob does not agree.
I don't agree with none of this, right? But I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, fair. I mean, it's a bizarre thing to get funding to work out.
Exactly.
Why do you need to know who the most boring person is?
Well, we all know
it's
them
subjective.
Anyway.
You all know it's who?
It's these people Essex University. Right, now you've got the five most exciting jobs. I've slipped one in here, see if you can guess which one it is.
Okay.
Performing arts, science, it's a bit loose, journalism, health officials or... doing a segment on BFM Breakfast Show.
I wonder which one you've slipped
in.
That's
actually teachers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see all of those being very exciting in the broadest sense of that word. Like, being a health professional, exciting in the sense that it's quite stressful a lot of the time.
That's what I was thinking,
Also, you know, my flatmate is a health professional and she comes home and tells me about stuff that happened at work that honestly gives me the ick, but she is like, it was so interesting. So if that's the type of person you are, that's absolutely the type
of
person.
And teaching, I mean, that sounds like a real nightmare job to me.
See, I love the sound of teaching.
In another
just
life, I would have liked
it,
to be a teacher, I reckon.
Sound. What's the sound of teaching?
The sound of teaching? Oh, right.
Sorry.
My funny pants on. Anyway, now they come up with the five most boring hobbies. Now, this makes no sense to me whatsoever. Listen to this. Sleeping.
It's a hobby?
Get off it.
Religion.
Sleeping's amazing.
Watching TV. Observing animals. Now, I think they're talking about bird watching. I mean, observing animals is fantastic. And mathematics. Now...
I disagree with every single one of those.
Maybe the maths I agree with, I think I have to say. But I don't think maths is boring.
It's not a hobby.
I find maths stressful. So that's
sleeping,
a different thing.
Sleeping is a part of life. If you don't sleep...
What is their metric for boring? Like, what does boring mean in a scientific sense to these people?
Well, this is it. This is it. I mean, I must be one of the most boring people in the world because I sleep. I like watching TV and I like looking at animals.
Yeah, me too.
And I think maths is okay. Won't discuss religion because I could go down a rabbit hole with that.
It's certainly not boring. Let's put it
like maths
that.
Isn't boring. So, researchers have concluded the most boring person in the world is a religious data entry worker who likes watching TV and lives in a small town. Now...
If
there's any religious data entry workers who like watching TV, listening to this, who live in a small town, don't believe this rubbish for a second.
No, it's absolute
because you're not boring.
No, you're wonderful.
I don't know, the most boring person in the world to me is a researcher from Essex that's run out of ideas, and to justify their salary, they come up with this rubbish.
Oh, it snaps for that one, Rob.
It's just like...
It's very, I know you are, but one of my kind of vibes, isn't it? Like, well, you said I'm boring? Well, I'm going to do a research paper into it. I'm going to prove that I'm not.
had a bore off. I mean, just do something that's going to make a difference. This just annoys people.
It's just insulting people's livelihoods.
I'm trying to work out what this like study would be used for. Like, why do you need to know what the most boring job
is? I suppose just to make you think that you're not boring if you work at Essex University, I think.
Well, that's Rob's hot take of the week. You got any other bits for us, or is it poem time?
I've got a poem. It's called all right. Boring.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, let's face it, sometimes we're all boring. I know when I constantly bang on about the trains in Tottenham and Emmerdale, I can hear people snoring. I'll tell you what, I don't give a toss. To me, it's interesting. To others, it's dross. No one has the right to have a pop, but if they do, give it straight back. And with a bit of luck, they'll get the strop. Oh, I've run out of time. Train's just pulling into Britomart. It's the end of the line.
Hey! Own your hobbies. Own your interests. Nothing's boring.
Like, everything's boring. If you look at it, I mean, the geezer's a brain surgeon. Sounds really interesting, but he has to do the same job every day. Do you know what I mean?
I know. I do know. I think that I agree with you there, Rob. Boo to that research paper.
Yeah, just
boo.
Get a life, man. What is wrong with you? And I can say that because I live in Essex, so it's all right.
This is true. As a true Essex person, you can say that. You've picked us a very fitting song.
Yeah, it's Iggy Pop with "On Board." And he isn't boring.
No, he is not.
His parakeet might be.
Someone says it sounds like someone's been burned and now they're getting their revenge. That is exactly what it sounds like. You can text them the most interesting thing you can think of this morning on 5395. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm a lengthy monologue. I'm living like a dog. I'm bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. Just another slimy bore.
Someone said there's a video filmed around this clip with Iggy in various parts of New Zealand with New Zealand personalities. It's very good. I know the one you're talking about. You can just find it on New Zealand on screen, I think.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
That can be your interesting and exciting thing to do this afternoon. Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
You can literally never be bored when...